Billy Horn anymore. I'm Kurt Smith from Virtusa. We're new members of Mesa, so we're very happy to be here today. I'm going to bend over. Virtusa is our we're consultants. We're focused on the media and entertainment space, and our tagline is we help companies with digital transformation. So that's what we're all about. In thinking about what would be interesting for a quick 10-minute briefing discussion on who Virtusa is, what we thought we might do is share with you what we're hearing in the marketplace, and then some of the projects we're doing around those business challenges. So we see three trends happening right now. Number one, with all the social media data and all the mountains of data that's out there, the customer intimacy is something that all of our, and as they go from a B to B world maybe, and they go OTT, and customers go over the top to and direct to consumer, customer intimacy and understanding marketing campaigns. We also see that there's really not a lot of enterprise class marketing applications that reside inside of a lot of our customers. It's more spreadsheets and that kind of thing. So better understanding, being able to market and build relationships with the customers is one of the things that we see as a trend. Secondly, we see our customers really trying to cut costs. I mean, they're trying to be easier to do business with. They're trying to leverage the cloud. I mean, one of the things we often talk to clients about is that 10 years ago, they all needed an offshore strategy. And 5 years ago, they needed a cloud strategy. And now they need to have a robotics strategy. So they need to think about how they're going to leverage robotics and robotic software to continue to cut costs inside the organization. So that's the second trend. And thirdly, it's the notion of failing fast and trying new markets and trying new products. We have a number of media and entertainment customers who are trying to launch new products in new verticals and to try to drive new revenue sources. So there's a lot of the way you cut, slice and dice that and the way you're able to chunk it up and sell it is another challenge that we're seeing as companies trying to figure out. How do they support the transaction types? So the first and the third sort of interact with each other, right, are very close. It's how do I market? Who do I understand who my customers are? How do I understand who I want to market to? And then how do I sell them something in a way that they're willing to buy it, right? Whoops. Okay. So those are the trends that we see in the marketplace. In terms of customer intimacy, the types of projects that we're doing are really, as I alluded to, are in the marketing organizations, right? So omni-channel campaign management, and giving these companies complex tools to be able to really truly do this, and manage all of the data that's out there and available to them. So one that comes to mind is one of the big MSOs, Final Four, the biggest top four MSOs that's out there in the marketplace, is used us to help them put a digital asset management system in, put an omni-channel campaign management system in, and put an e-commerce platform in, such that they're able to now drive away from the call center, which also relates to cost, but it's really around customer intimacy and bringing set-top box data in so that they can make better offers to their customers and as well as, you know, understand who their subscribers are and understand who they should be going after. So really an interesting project. And the set-top box data angle and what they know about us inside the MSOs is a really interesting, that's an interesting project. And again, I think that, so customer intimacy is something that we see time and time again. And there's a number of enterprise class tools that are out there now that warrant, I think, attention. We're far better than we were even just 5 and 10 years ago. So cutting costs, we see a lot of, we're helping one of the big, I guess one of the conglomerates out there, the print side of the house, have an efficiency project around evaluating 1,000 applications and moving those 500 of those applications to the cloud. So doing the strategy, doing the road mapping, and then actually doing the execution against it to really cut costs, because the print business is in such turmoil and such disarray. So that's an interesting project that our company is helping them with, and helping companies figure this all out and leverage the cloud, I think is really is something that, not to be commercial here, but we're good at and really can help our clients with. We are, as I mentioned, cognitive and robotic solutions. the economics of these software products and the difference between the two is in the RPA space, it's mundane, routine tasks that are done time and time again. So those are the RPA products that are out there, which are very interesting. And then the cognitive solutions we work with insurance companies as well as retailers to build that guided learning kind of customer service experience through whatever channel that they're trying to drive it through. So those are interesting projects as well. And then finally in the transact bucket, subscriptions. And subscription management is really where, I think, an area that's going to continue to explode. The idea that, you know, HBO Now is just $14.99 and that's, you get everything inside the HBO kingdom of content is a very simplistic model. And I think a lot of customers are talking to us, and we're putting in some of the advancements, we're putting the subscription management platforms in order to have a bronze package, a silver package, a gold package, a platinum package, an all-you-can-eat kind of package. And that's, you know, to use the baseball metaphor, we're in the second inning of a nine-inning ball game here, and I think that subscription processing is really going to be, and being able to slice and dice and offer your products in different ways is really where the future is going to be. So we see a number of projects there. And obviously, personalization and multi-channel, having the same experience across all platforms. And then finally, I think the deals are going to continually get more and more complex. And the channels that they're allowed to sell, like duration and what language and what the stipulations for, and then how do you pay correctly off the back end. We see this area absolutely exploding. We've done a couple of interesting projects around rents and royalties. So finally, you know, Virtusa is roughly $1 billion organization. We've got a big offshore capability. And we kind of sit in between the big consultancies, which a lot of people find aren't really much of a terrific value for what they get for the money, and the pure offshore guys who, you know, are really good at maybe application support and maintenance, but they really don't know the industry and they don't understand the unique business challenges of the marketplace. So, anyway, that's what we're all about, and we'd be happy to come back, by the way, Guy, in the future and talk about a case study. Get a little bit more detail specifically about maybe redacted, maybe we don't, about a customer and what we've done with them.
All right, Kurt, thank you so much. Kurt Smith from Virtusa. All right, we're heading.